Ja, daf kuf ches bijvoorbeeld. Chayiv yoyf. The Mishnah says in chayiv yoyf that you could capture them, you chayiv. And who are din chavol, if you chayiv them, also you chayiv. Omar Afuna. Kaisvin tfilin agabi or shal oiftor. You could write a tfilin on the skin of a knife, a bird. Lavdas can eat parchment from an animal, can be from a bird also. Abiyat an oiftor, something you're allowed to eat. Omar Rabbi Yosef, my kamashman, what's your chiddish? You want to tell me that bird skin is also considered skin? I would think it's not called or, it's not called the cloth. Kamashman it is. Tanina, we learned already. It says now Mishnah, Hachoyvu ben chayiv. We make a chavol on Shabbos in the bird, you chayiv. And the hezbah was, since it has skin, so when the blood comes up to the top of the skin, it's called the chavolo. We say the blood left the circulation. Why didn't it leave the body? Because the skin stopped it. But if it wouldn't have skin, you'd be potter then. So the Mishnah says already that birds have skin to it. So Pshiti could write a tefillin on it, or a sefer Torah on it. So it's called Amalei Abaye, Tuba Kamashma. No, there's a big chiddush here. The imam asked this, and from our mission alone, have a mina kivun the isbe nikve. Since it has holes in the skin of a bird, much where the feathers were, when you pull off the feathers, there's little holes in the skin. Is I would think it's not kosher to write tefillin on kamash malon. Still, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? If you have a cloth that has holes in it, it's possible. Could the army my rov like learned in Eretz Yisrael call nekev shadiyoye veris alav eino nekev nageil aloch. If you have a parchment and there's a hole in the parchment, so before you go to write the oisius, if the hole is so small that when you put the pen over it, the ink like clogs up the hole, you don't see the hole, it's kosher. Mashenk, if the hole is bigger, that after the ink goes over it, either the pen can't go into it or else the hole nicker, then the ice is possible. So here by oifice, the holes are so small that the pen goes through it, the ink goes over it, and it's not nicker anymore, the holes. So drashi nikve nikve, moke moishav noitzu, the place where the feathers were on the skin of the bird, there's little holes. I would think you have to have a pure ksivum. Shleima v'leim of sekis. No hefse, can't have any cracks in the yoisyos. See, here you have a hole. It's called a crack. The Teretz says, no, since the hole is so small and the dioy, the ink, covers it up, it's kosher. Meisvei, Reb Zera. Pasuk says, b'chnofov lahach shir es or. Zalocha by a korban, Zatrashi, b'chnofov goes on, b'oil asoif. A korban oila, that's what with a, by a bird, oil asoif. Mishtoi, she yisiyenu b'oid knof of boy. You should rip it in half when the feathers, the wing is still on it. O maktir knof of, and you burn the wings, the feathers. Kol kantfei guf, all the feathers of the guf. You have noitzahu hadaka. Feathers is called mamish, the very thin feathers. Shehi b'bosa kimin sema, grows on top of the meat like wool grows. Shein lo shroshim koshim, doesn't have any hard part to the feathers. It's very little. So idash naposu b'chnof of, you're supposed to burn it when the skin like is still on top of the, is still attached to the oif. So what are we dashing here? Lahach shires or, that even the skin also you could burn. Drash lahach shires or lemat limdcho akosiv shein etzorech hefshit koilas behemah. You don't have to take the skin off the animal like a behemah, like oilas behemah. Sheposu b'es or is by a behemah, you're not allowed to burn the skin, even though a korban oilah. The whole thing is burnt, everything except for the skin. First you have to take off skin the animal, the skin goes to the kohanim, and the rest of the meat is burnt. If you have a bird, then you're allowed to burn the skin. Now, if you're going to tell me that the skin of the bird has a din skin to it, that you're allowed to light film on it, how could the Torah say you're allowed to burn it? The Khuri you see by Ulus Behemah, you can't burn the skin. It's only the meat you're allowed to burn. So Poshup Shat is, since you see allowed to burn the skin of the bird, it's a raya, the skin's bird doesn't have, the bird, the skin of the bird doesn't have a shame skin. And Gemara Amalei Abaye Nein, Oru, it's like a cold skin. That's why it's kosher to write film on it. Now Rachman Rabiya, it's no kasha. That's there as a kosher. Pichnafav, that's the Kiddush. That even though by a behemoth you don't burn the skin, but by a bird you're allowed to burn the skin, even though it is cold skin, that's good for the Kiddush Akru. Fight Ikadi Amri, Omer Abzeira. Afananamitnina. I'll also bring your raya that the skin of a bird is considered or considered skin. The posik says, Bichnofov, an extra posik, that you could burn the wing. L'rabbi says, or you could even burn the wing when it has its skin on it. Now, an extra posik. Iyam bishleim orhu, if you tell me it's considered or has a din skin to it, hainu the Yisrael reveal. That's why I need a posik to tell me that it's mutter. Mashba, without the posik, I would think you're not allowed to burn the skin of a bird. Why not? Because the skin is called skin. That's why I need a posik now to tell me it's mutter. Eliyam with lav orhu, but if you tell me no, in svara, the skin of a bird doesn't have a shame skin, it's called like the meat. Amai Yitzvah Krol Ravuya. Why do I have to have a posik that it's mutter? Pshita, it's mutter. Why not? Had Gemara Amalei Abaya Liyelu Meimloch. That's no raya. Hatayi Lav Oru. Hatayi, really the skin of the bird is not considered skin. The Yitzvah still I need a posik. Vasalko Daitech Aminach. Kivon the Yispei Pirtzi Pirtzi Moyis. Even though the skin of the bird doesn't have a thin skin, still I would think you're not supposed to burn it on the mizbeach, because since it has holes, like where the feathers went through, it's moist, it's not so nice, I would think you shouldn't burn it. Kamashmul, and still you're allowed to burn it. So there's no raya that in Svara the skin is called skin. Maybe the skin of the bird is not called skin. And maybe it should be possible to write a sefer tefillin on it. No, why is the posik, why need a posik for you allowed to burn it? Because otherwise it's meis, it's not nice, I would think you shouldn't burn it. Al gabi hamizbeach, kamashmul, and still you're allowed to burn it, al gabi hamizbeach. Rashi Pirtzi, Haino Nikve, it has a lot of holes in it. So I would think it's not nice to put this on the Mizbeach. Kamash Mon, you're allowed to. So I call upon him, that's why you need first Rav Huna's Chiddush. That Rav Huna's Mechadish tells us a Chiddush that you should know you're allowed to write tefillin on the or from a bird. By the boy Mine, Ma Bred the Ravino, Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok. Ma Licht of Tefillin Agabi or Shal Doctor. What about to take a fish? Take a flounder fish. And take its skin and write film on the skin of fish. What about that? Is that called or not? So to Omalei im Yovi Eliyov v'yomer. Let's wait for Eliyov and Novi. He'll tell us halacha. So tomorrow, my im Yovi Eliyov. What do you mean to say wait for Eliyov v'yomer? Like, what's your suffix? What do you have to wait for Eliyov for? Shrashi my im Yovi Eliyov v'yomer. Hette v'yisser ain't tolly boy. To lay b'shemaimi. Like Rashi is the kash for the monashach. You don't wait for Eliyov and Novi to tell you halacha. Lay b'shemaimi. Eliyov and Novi can't tell you halachas. Halachas we have to know ourselves. We have the Torah now, we have to dash from Torah, learn halachas ourselves. Leiv Ashramayimi. Aye, what's Alamol if Shatna Eliyahu and Novi comes, Tishbi, who waits for him to tell us? He'll tell us the Metzias. A lot of times we don't know the Metzias. You have a suffix, what's the Metzias, Adavram? He'll tell us all the Metzias and exactly what is the fact. But to tell you the halacha, that we can't wait for Eliyahu and Novi. We have to know it ourselves. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. What's going to be better with Eliyahu and Novi? We're not going to listen to him anyway if we don't know the halacha now. It's Leiv Ashramayimi. Zokter, I mean, you can't have Tama Sofik if there is skin or not. We don't have to wait for Eliyov. I can tell you that also. That it has skin. So what's your Sofik? V'oid, v'yatsanan, there's a Mishnah in Kalem about that. At Tzomei Sadag, the bones of a fish. V'oiroi, and its skin is Matzilim B'yol HaMeis. If you have a mace, and you want to put an oil on top of a cover on top of the mace to stop the tumor from going up, the halacha is if the oil itself is a substance that's not makabel tumor, that's called a mafsik. You have a mace in the bottom, you put an oil on top, so the tumor doesn't go up. On top of the oil, it's mutter. What do you need to make an oil? Something that's not makabel tumor. So it says if you make the oil from the atzomis or the ore of a fish that's not makabel tumor, it's matzil. Matzil and biol hamace. You see, it's called skin. If it wouldn't be called skin, stam the meat of the fish could be makabel tumah. It's only the skin that's not makabel tumah. So you see, claw, the skin of a fish is called skin. So what's your suffix then? Rashi v'tanan atzamas adag v'yorim atzil milameis lefi shei makabel tumah, because they're not makabel tumah. K'detanim v'teros kanim or yochel oiros shebiyam v'atzamas adag nami. This would that I would think it's makabel tumah. The kli etzem the makabelim tumah. So we don't have to kli etzem. Nikol ma'is izim yafin in law. Lovi dov rabo min izim. Min akanaim at lofin. Avo dogim loy. But kail makan out of fish is not makabel tumah. So how do you make a kli out of fish? Out of the meat you don't make no kailim. You only make the kailim either out of the bones of the fish or out of the skin of the fish. So these two substances are not makabel tumah. The whole shein of makabel tumah in the loch of chaytz b'fnei atumah. Or mishne zub and mesech the kelim. Mele, if it's not makabel tumah and you put it as an oil on top of the mace, it stops the tumah from going up. So you see, claw, the skin of fish is called skin. So what's your suffix then? Elo, im yovi elio v'yoymoi poska zuama minei oiloi poska zuama minei. That's the shalom. Avadin din is called skin. But maybe it's a mis, a skin that has zuama, has vashtumkin, has mis. It's like it stinks. So maybe we don't know if the stink went away from the skin or not. When you smell a fish, it smells. When you smell the skin, it smells. So the shailer is that you must smelling or stare at Hilchus film or not. So telling the Metzias, how much smell is no good? So that passed away to Eliyahu Novi. He'll tell us if that smell is called smell or not. Rashi. Right. Shmuel is at my mice. Shmuel and Karno have a yas for Yaguda de Nahar Malka. Shmuel and Karno are both sitting near the bridge on the river of Malka. Aguda de Nahar Malka. Chazinu lemaya de kodoli v'yakiri. They saw the water of the river or the ocean was dolly coming up, big waves. V'yakiri, a little bit black, a little bit dirty water. Trashik David dolly galeya magvim. The waves were coming up a little bit, and it was a little bit dirty. Omale Shmuel Karna, so Shmuel told Karna, you know why this is happening now? While Gavra Rabbi calls him Arova, there's a Choshev Yid coming in the ship now from Eretz Yisrael. The Chayesh Bemeye, and he has stomach problems. Because he has to go. The Kodoli Maya Lakabule Ape Kamei, and the water now is coming up to be Makabu upon him for him. So what does it mean, Lakabu upon him? So Drashi Lakabule Ape, Lasis Mechitza Soviv. The water is coming up now to make a mechitza around the ship. Kishunifna, because he has stomach problems he has to go make. So Kishunifna al-Doifnam on the sides of the ship has finished la yira giluyav, that nobody should see him. Or in Yenachli cannot la kaneach, or else the water went up to wipe him. But go upon him, that's why the water came up now. Trashiv Akiri, Inyan Tsar, Mishum Tsaroi, Akiri Loshin, the water now is a little dirty, like the water has Tsar. To show the same way this big Talmud Chacham also has Tsar. Shafu Okur, the Vnesh Lahoya Ruach Menashevis, Verua Amayim, Nas and Galam, Haven, Shalakabad Adam Godelhu. The Rashi says the reason why they knew this happened was it was a nice calm day, and there's no reason for the wind, for the waves to come. Elamai, because of the tzaddik, the waves were coming up. That's what Shmuel told the Karna. So Maisa was Zil, so one told to the other, Shmuel told Karna, Zil Toyele Kankana, let's go smell his barrel. In other words, let's go ask him Shalot, the Talmud Chacham, see if he knows anything. Let's see how much of a Talmud Chacham he is. Drashi Tei means Harech Bebe Kekana, will smell his barrel. Im Yayin Hu, Oy Hechmitz. What does that mean? Kemoy Bas Tei, the Yom Gabi Yenesa. Kloima. But Ku Im Chacham Hu Im Lav. Let's go be Bebe Kekim, we'll ask him Shalot Alocha, see if this person that's coming is really a Talmud Chacham or not. So they ask him, Ozil Ashti Cheli Rav. They came and found out who is the Talmud Chacham on the ship coming. It was Rav. Omalei, so Karna told to Rav. Minayin shen koisfin tefillin el agabi or behema Torah. How do you know if you only write tefillin on the skin of a behema Torah? Torah means it's an animal that if you shecht it, you're allowed to eat it. La fuki, a pig, or other animals that you can't eat, you're not allowed to write tefillin. How do you know this halacha? O Malay, the answer in the back, Rav answered back, you see, the Pasuk says, Laman tiyu teras Hashem beficha. That tefillin should be in your mouth. What does it mean tefillin should be in your mouth? It means to tell us you could only write film on such an animal, on such a skin that came from an animal that you're allowed to eat that animal. Mashenkin a pig and not allowed to eat, you can't write film on its skin. Vaita, they ask him another shayla. We'll soon see, that's also mutta. We'll soon see. Minayin ledam shu odim. He asked him another shayla. How do you know that blood is red? Is the answer in the back, Shinema, the Pasuk says, Vayiru moyev. Mineged asamay and Moiv saw on back of the water, Adoimim Kedam, they saw the water turned red like blood. So kids say, from here this posik, I know that blood is red. Tell about Musa say, the Khurit says, Shalom, what was the Shalom? Everybody knows, you look at blood, you see it's red. And what we see is not Emes, could be. You only know Emes what the Torah says. Even to know such a fact that that blood is red is what says a posik in Novi. That's how they knew it. Not for the Psukim, you would know it. Ordinary, they asked Rabbi Chana Basman also, how do you know such thing as day and night? He said, because the Pasuk says, Vayera Vayiboyke, that's how I know it. If not for the Pasuk who said, I wouldn't know it. We see it night and dark. It's not Much, everything we see is Emes. And well, we can make a mistake while we see. It's a Santa Gemaria. Like, how do you know it's red? Because the Pasuk says it's red. So Drashi, Minayin Ladam Shu Odom Drashi, the Gabi Nido Dam Ksiv, by Nido, the Torah says Dam. Utanan, and we learned the Masech Nida, hey Damim Temeim, Bisha. There are five different colors of Dam that come out of the Isha that's from Metamahon. The Kula Mishum the Mareim Aduma. And all of them is because it looks red. So we see from the Gemara there that red is the color of blood. So now the Kasha is, how do you know that? How do you know the color of blood is red? Afagav the Shachar Tanabu, even though there we say if something comes out black, it's also Tameh. Armin Shachar Edemu, really black is called red. Elishaloka. Just the redness got hit, it got ruined or got something, it turned into black. Really black comes from red. So he answered him, it says in the poster that the blood is red.
How do we know the Torah gave a mitzvah milah? It means on the mokum erva where we make the milah, maybe it means someplace else.
So he answered him back, Nema karno losi. It says here by milah, you should be about your losi. But nema lahalon or losi. It says another possible losi, sedrashi natiya, by planting. You're not allowed to plant orla is also. Malhalan dovashai sapri. Just like by orla. What's also by orla? You can't plant trees that give off fruit. The fruit is also the first 3 years. Is afkan dovashai sapri. Here also talking about the aver that makes the pri. Mezera comes out of the aver. That's the mukum you have to make the bris milah. Eimo liboy. So yes, Rav Akashva, maybe it means the heart. Maybe you have to make the meal in your heart. Chvesha, make an open heart surgery, maybe. The Pasuk says, O Maltem es Ola Slavavchem. So you see, Ola goes upon the leg, so maybe meal has to mean you have to cut the heart. Eimo Oznoi, maybe it even means the nose. The ears, Omo Oznoi, the ears. It says the ears were like Orla. They had forstopped the ears, they couldn't hear. So Rav gave a teretz. Donen Olosoi Toma, may Olosoi Toma. Both these two places, it says Olosoi, it says who we're talking about. It says Olosoi, your Olo, and your Olo. V'yein Donen Olosoi Tama, that it says by Milo, may Olas Sheina Toma. The other passage that says Tam Olos doesn't say which Olas. So you're killing out one from the other. Trashi Toma means B'yoseyoseir Olosoi. Toma means the exact same words. It says Olosoi by Milo, and it says Olosoi by the mitzvah Olo, not the parents the first 3 years. Doesn't say what all in the other pasukim. So only where it says Orlosoi and Orlosoi, we learn out one from the other. So the kids said Rav passed the test, and Rav was able to answer back all the shaylas. Omale, now Rav was a little bit angry at him. Last episode, I first come, you give me a bechina. I didn't come to take a fair, I didn't come to be a Rebbe. Why come you gave me a fair? Omale, Mashimechas, Rav asked him, what's your name? Karni, he said, my name is Karna. Omalei, Rav told him back, Yehei Rava, the tepik lekana v'yene, that the horn should come out of your eyes, it's come out of your forehead. That was a bracha he gave him. Shrashi tepa karna v'yene, heivin boi shalun soisebor. Because Rav understood they came to give me a bechina, he didn't like that, so I gave him back, a horn should come out of your head. Lisoif aile shmul abeis it. The end, what happened? Shmul took Rav to his home. Took him home? He took him to his house to sleep at night. What did he do? Och lein hama desari. Is even though Shmuel knew he had stomach problems, so he shouldn't eat too much, still he gave him bread. Which type of bread? The worst bread. He gave him barley bread. Nama desari. Vekisa dehasna. Gishmaka herring he gave him. It's also very bad for stomach. Vyashka shichram. And he gave him beer to drink. Vlayach vlebesakise. And he didn't show him the besakise. Now, as all these things make you go, and he didn't show him the besakise. And kihecha de l'shtalshli, because he should have to go and not go. So what did he do it for? Rashi said he did it for a fool for him. Said Rashi, oich lo nama desari, kidei l'shalshol de roifo yishmul. Shmuel was a doctor. So Shmuel knew that what is good for him to have to go. V'loi lach v'lei besakisei, shemeteich kach, since he didn't show him where he has, where the besakisei is, and he has to go, is mishapech u'mizbalbal ha'zevul v'meyo. He's inside that will jump up and down in his stomach. Or Miss Mega Kula, and the whole thing will get he'll get all out of his system, and that's the way he's gonna clean him out. So Shmuel knows this is the way to clean him out. So the cold point of him, he had Sardo Rav. So the Maisa was Liat Rav, Rav gave him a klola. The Yoma Manda Mitsaron, Leluk Milei Bini. Whoever's Mitsaron me shouldn't have any children, but can't have it. As always Gwenda Maisa. Mashma Shmuel didn't have any children. Right. How do we know Taka that bris milo is boisamokum the way we make it? Nemakan olosoi, like Rav answered, but nemalahalan olosoi, malahalan dovashoi sapri, just like Ba'ol is talking about a tree that gives off fruit.
So Adin Afkan Dava Shreis the priest. Talking about by the man, where does he have his zera that gives off fruit, gives off children? That's by Oisei Eiver. Divra Rabbi Yashia. Zay Dashin Rabbi Yashia. Rabbi Nosson Oimer. Ain't it Tzorich? I don't have to learn out from here. Harayu Oimer, the Pasuk says, the Oral Zohar, Asher Lo Yimol Es Besar Olosoi. That says the Mila is only by a Zohar. What happens by a Zohar, not by Nekeva? Elamai, it means Mokam Shenika by Zachos Nekevas. It means the Mokam, we can tell the difference where the person, the kid, is a Zohar on a Keva, that's B'yosim Mokam. So from the Gufa Pasuk, I know the Bris Mila has to be B'yosim Mokam. Turn around, Kais Vin Tfilin Agabi Or Behema Torah. The Agabi Or Chaya Torah. The Agabi Or Nevelas Utrefa Shalhem. He's loved after they have to shech the animal, even if they died by themselves or Nevel and Utrefa, still the Or it's mutter to use for Tfilin. We'll soon see why. Abi it's a min that it's Shaykh to eat the animal, on such a min the Torah said the skin is kosher for Tfilin. The Nichrois Besiron. Lachmid is supposed to wrap around the parshias themselves before you put them into the batim. You're supposed to wrap them around the siren with the hair from the animal. Then it's faras begidim, and they tie up the batim with the veins. That's called gidim. That's what they tie him up with. Trashi v'nichrasu hegeris. He's the parshias themselves in the sharosh, all four parshias. When you roll them up, then you're supposed to wrap it around with hair. And then when you sew up the batim, you don't sew it up with stam with thread, and you have to use gidim. Trashi besiron shel elu, the skin, the hair of these animals. V'yachakach machlisim betfusiach titzashlem. Then you put the parshas into the bottom of the tefillin, and you tie them begidim with the veins of the animal. V'aloch l'moshe misinai. This is aloch l'moshe misinai. Sha'at tefillin nichrochos besiron. That the tefillin should be the parshas should be wrapped around with the skin. And it should be sewn up the tefillin themselves with the veins. But from pig skin you can't wear tefillin. Then it's tzorach loymo agabi or nevelo treifa shlem. Avada, the treifa nevelo of a pig is awesome. V'yei nechrochim besayrod, you can't use pig hair. V'yei netfaras begidim, and you can't sew with the veins from pigs. Vizu shila shal beisusay echod es mibishua garsi. The yester shalte mibishua garsi. Minayin shen kaisven tefillin al or behemet tmeya. How do you know this chilik? The kafat is still cloth, it's still parchment. Why can't I write tefillin on pigskin? Tichsiv, the postik says, laman tiyu teiras Hashem beficham. Midover ha-mutter beficham. It has to be parchment that it's mutter teeth, the animal where the skin came from. How could you write film from the skin, even though it was a cow? But if it died by itself, it's a nevela. How could you use the skin for tefillin? You're not allowed to eat this behemoth. It's a nevela. How could you write it on it? I'll give you a svarim, a marshal why it's mutter. Lishnei b'nei yodim, shenifchayv v'riga. Two people had a din misa. They're supposed to be a verdict, supposed to be killed. Lamalchus, the melech gave a verdict, they're supposed to be killed. Echad horgu melech, one the melech himself kills, the echad horgu is paliter. And one of them, his second-hand man, the shooter, shot the person. Ezel man meshubach, which person is the more choshma person? Like the chur have a yom, is there shorgu melech. The one that the melech himself went to kill, the pshat was he was a choshma person, the melech had to kill him himself. Mashenk, the other one is Joe, the shmo, killed him. So it's Raya Bazoi, the Melech does something that's a Chosh Vazach. There also is Melech Elamayata. Is a Meshavech Abiyayim is there Shogu Melech. Elamayata. So who has more me to say? On the Vela, what's in the Vela? The Vela means it died by itself. If it died by itself, who killed the animal? Hashem killed the animal. So ma duch an animal that we shecht. You're allowed to use the skin to write fill in. Savad, an animal that dies by itself. What do you mean it died by itself? The Abishta killed him. Savad, you're allowed to use the skin to write fill in on. Fedmur, that's not a good svar. Lamayato, yoichlu. Harvizay, that should be a svar even to eat it. Madach, you're allowed to eat an animal that we shech, that we killed. Avad, you should be allowed to eat an animal that Hashem killed. If that's such a svar. Omro, that's not shver. The svar is a good svar, but the Pasuk says not like that. The Pasuk says, Le toichlu kol nevelos. And you want to say, eat it. That you said, you said a good time. No, it's to be matter, bachilo. There's a gzeras hakosiv, you can't eat it. You can only eat something that you made a shchita on. If you didn't make a shchita, you can't eat the meat. But I call upon him, tefillin is not totally in shechita. Tefillin is you want to use this skin. Now, since the animal is such an animal that when it was alive, you couldn't have made a shechita, that's a min kosher that you could use it for tefillin. Ayla Maise died by itself. Stam dying by itself was a svara. The Eibishter killed it. So that's a better thing. So once you see that even if it dies by itself, it's mutter, who are then any type of an animal that's kosher, you're allowed to use. Metoyez after kasha, it's only good if it dies by itself. What about if you shoot the animal? If you shoot the animal, that's two chesroinis. If you shoot the animal, Ashton's is not Hashem that killed it, we killed it. And it has no head to shechita. So if we shoot the animal, the answer should be asa. The old Gemara's svar is that if the Hashem kills it, it's a kosher of a thing. But that's only if Hashem dies by itself, not if we shoot it. Metoyez says, but once you see in one case, that where Hashem kills it, it's mutter, so you see, it's a svar, you don't have to have het shechita. So once you don't need a het shechita, any type of skin is mutter. I'd be the animal, when it was alive, could have had a het shechita on it. So the Mishnah. You can't make salt water on Shabbos. But the shaila of making salt water is, it looks like usually you make salt water to preserve the pickles. Amal, they didn't have refrigerators. You want to preserve either meat or vegetables, use the salt in a lot, and by salting in a lot, it would stay a long time. So that's called the Maika Tikkun. You'd be Mistakin Oichlin. Even though Midiraisa we had ain't Tikkun to Oichlin, but Midirabon Akoponim is also to be Mistakin Oichlin. So you're not allowed to make a lot. Hilmi means a lot of salt water. Because it looks like you want to pickle cucumbers and make big pickles, and that's also to do on Shabbos. Can't make pickles on Shabbos. Because the doim of the rabbon is also to a zachav tikkun oichel. Avol oisuhu es mehamelech. But you are allowed to make salt water. Soon said the Gemara. What does it mean? Shrashi avol oisuhu first be Gemara. V'toivol means a little amount, a little bit salt water you could make. That's not nick. You're doing a davka to pickle your cucumbers. But a little bit, I mean, a little bit is mutter. Just a lot is awesome. That's the most terrors. But when you have this little bit of salt water, you like to dip your bread inside it. You can put the salt water into a tafshel also, that's mutter. Omar Rabbi Yosi, he doesn't like this chilek, whether you make a lot of salt water, whether you make a little salt water. It's the same thing. My nafkamina, a lot of salt water, a little salt water. A little salt water also you could use to preserve vegetables, which is doima to tikkun oichel. Where is there a heter to make salt water on Shabbos? It's only noisen shem l'chila. First you have to put the oil, l'teicha mayim, and then you put water, and then you put the salt in. Or l'teicha melech. Or else, shem l'chila l'teicha mayim or l'teicha melech. First you have to put the shemen either into the water. First you have shemen and water, then put the salt in. Or else, if you have salt there, first put the shemen in. The pshat is shemen oil takes away the koich of salt. So later, when you put the water in, this salt water doesn't look like you're making to preserve something, because it's not strong anymore. The oil takes away the koich of the salt. So that's the only time it's mutter to make salt water. You have to put shemen in there first. If you first put water and salt, that's also. Even though later you add the shemen, it's too late. But b'shat you put the salt and water, that's also. It's only a heter. The shemen has to be there first, before you have the salt and water. That's how to abuse it. So the Gemara. My comment, what's Psham in the Mishnah? The Mishnah first says you can't make hilmi, you can't make salt water. Then the Mishnah says, Abel Oiso, you are allowed to make salt water. Either yes or no. My comment. Omri Rav Yehuda Ramah Shmuel Hochi comment. Ein Oisin Me Melech Merubin. You can't make a lot of salt water. Abel Oiso Me Melech Muotin. But to make a little salt water, it's not Nikki you're doing it to preserve the vegetables. It's nearest time you're doing it to have a Geshmak Atam in what you're eating. That's Mutter. Shrashi, my comment. My hilmi, my melech. Omer Rabbi Yosi says now, "V'aloi hu hilmi ben ruba ben muatim." He doesn't like this chilek. What's the difference? A lot of salt water, a little salt water, they're both the same. Is he boiling who? Rabbi Yosi lesser or lahater? What does Rabbi Yosi mean to say? Both of them are mutter. He means lahater, or both of them are aser. Omer Rabbi Yehuda lahater. Rabbi Yosi means to be mekel. He says there's no chilek between a lot and a little. The male both are mutter. What's the raya? Mid loikatoni Rabbi Yosi yaser, because the Mishnah doesn't say claw. Rabbi Yosi asses. Omer le Rabba Faker, Hami Diktoni Seifa. Since the Seifa says V'yelu Hay Me Melech Hamutorim, the Rabbi Yosi says, how's the Hecha Timsa to make salt water on Shabbos? And the only way is by putting oil in first. Michlal the Rabbi Yosi Lesser Smash Maklor. Without the oil, there's no way of making salt water. The Rabbi Yosi asks us even to make a little bit salt water.
Elo Omar Rabba, Zoy is the Pshat. Le'eser, Avada Rabbi Yosef be Machmir, come to say it's Osir. Vechein Amar Rabbi Yechidin Le'eser. And Tanya Nami Hochi. Ein Oysin, Mei Melech Merubim, Lo'seis Totech HaKivshon, Shabotech Gistro. That Rachom say you're not allowed to make a lot of salt water to put into a Gistro. A Gistro we had before was a broken Kli Cheris. Mechili had a nice big Kli Cheris, and then a broken half. So you can still use it. So what do you use it for? To make sour pickles. That's what you use it for. So if you have a big kli here, even though it's broken half, it's a pretty big, and you want to put a lot of salt water in the kli to put the pickles there, that's awesome. Because it's nearer as if you're being lechavshim. You're nearer to be pickling the vegetables. There's the chomim. But you're allowed to make a little bit of salt water on Shabbos. V'yoycho ben piton. Pita, you like to dip your bread into the salt water. But nice to take a tavshir, you can put the salt water into a tavshir also. Since it's only a little bit, it's not mukhuch, you're doing it l'shein kivshon to preserve the vegetables. You're doing it just to give a good time now. It's mutter, like a lot of salty vegetables. Drashi kivshon yerik shekoivish deskayim. That's interesting. That's the type of a vegetable that people...